Welcome to A Coffee with God. This is Bevan, and this is a daily devotion. Or you could look at it more like a daily activation of your faith. We're going to journey through the scriptures, and the whole point is for you and I to grow in our relationship with Jesus. We're going to see a daily rhythm of abiding in Him. I'm going to ask you to check out our website, www.co-church.org. You're going to find other material on there, and also it's a way for you to make contact with us. We would love to hear from you. So go check that out and let's listen to today's devotion. Romans chapter 4 has to be one of the most significant passages of scripture for my life personally. I've come back to this passage so many times, and when I read it again today, it's amazing how applicable it is to everything of what the world is facing, what we might be facing personally. Remember, we're talking about Paul writing to the Romans. This is his statement of faith. He's putting it all out on the table, explaining to us this gospel message that is found in Jesus. And it's a message of faith. God's grace given to us by faith. This is what it says in Romans 4, verse 16. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our Father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Verse 18. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave God glory, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. So we're hearing a lot about a promise. We're hearing a lot about a father of many nations. And Abraham living by faith. This is the same Abraham who in Genesis chapter 12 was called by God to go down a road of uncertainty. That God was inviting him to leave everything of what was convenient, everything of what he knew, and to follow God down a road. In Hebrews, it speaks of how Abraham followed God when he did not have a clue where he was going. So it gives us indication as to the dynamic between Abraham and God. Abraham is defined by two words, faith and friend. And those two words are intertwined in his dynamic with God. Abraham followed God because he had faith in God, but he had faith in God because he was a friend of God. So there was this intimacy and this closeness. And so God calls Abraham to go down this road to just follow him. That was the objective. It wasn't to accomplish some great mission. It wasn't to conquer some significant feat. It was simply to follow God. And really, that is the objective of our life. And yes, there will be some mission within that. There will be specific purpose that is outworked within that as well. But God invites all of us to simply follow Him, to follow Him through the highs, to follow Him through the lows, that we would walk with Him on the mountaintop as we would through the valley, because He is with us. Abraham, he chose to hold on to hope. You see, he had been given a promise, and the promise was that he was going to become the father of a multitude. But he was infertile, or his wife was infertile, and so they couldn't have children. It was this impossibility. Abraham, against all hope, in hope believe. And by faith, eventually found himself living out the promise that God had for him. We face times right now where, for many, perhaps even for you, hope is something that is so distant. We've had this monotony of fear, anxiety, uncertainty, promises, and then those promises not being delivered. And there could be this real collective tension over the world right now. We do have hope, not because of government policy, not because of anything that is circumstantial. We have hope because there is a God. He loves us and he is for us. And our hope is in him. He, through Jesus, is our great hope. And may we hold on to that hope, and may we stay the path in following him every single day. By faith, we receive what God intends for all of us, and that is his grace. Can I pray with you today? Lord, we look to you and you alone. We thank you that you are for us, that you love us, that you are our hope. And it is your grace that we access by faith that empowers us, that blesses, that strengthens, that heals. And we ask for that grace over our lives in Jesus' name. Amen.